That's really all I... That's fine.
Yes, more.
A road that has a very hard surface on it, not a black top, but the opposite, probably, you might have
thought. Concrete?
And the roads, you were mentioning in Russia, that once you got off that main road...
The secondary one.
Secondary
road. It was just dirt roads.
Yes.
We have gravel, of course, here.
And if... What might you call these roads that are not so heavily traveled?
Side road.
Would you ever refer to them as a byway or primary side road?
We say side roads. It's, we always refer to them as a side road.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The that grassy strip between a sidewalk and a street. This is getting into the city a little bit.
Off the roads, we call them berm, but. Really, I wouldn't know what you did.
And then the in a city where you have traffic on one side going in one direction, on the other, and down the middle, you might have trees and shrubs, flowers, and...
They call that the medium, don't they?
Yes, I believe that's at least the term we'd use out in the country.
Yes.
Let's say a boy picks up a stone... dog's coming after him, he's a little afraid, and he does what he...
throws.
Well, yesterday he...
threw.
Okay. And you go to someone's home to visit him, he's not home. You would say to your wife then, as you come out to the car again...
He's gone.
All right.
Nobody home.
Or he isn't...
home.
Okay. Some people like... their coffee, but if someone, if you're passing coffee to a guest, you might say, do you like your coffee?
Black.
Or?
With cream.
Okay. If the person's not going away from you, but rather he's coming to, he's coming.
Toward you.
Okay. See, I'm getting my foot in my mouth here. let's say you, meet someone, an acquaintance of yours in town, and you mention to your wife, you would say, well, I...
met.
All right. A child is named for his father, I should say grandparent. We'd say that, well, they named the child...
We'd say after his grandparents.
Okay. Often this next expression is the animal, the best friend of man, often known as the
dog.
Okay. Called the dog to attack another.
Sick.
Okay. The summon to a dog, what expression would you use?
Yeah.
A dog that doesn't have much breed, just sort of a combination.
Okay. We call him Mongol.
Okay. Let's say the postman, he often fears this. He goes up to deliver the mail and comes back and says, well, I'm not going in there anymore because when I went in today, I was...
bit by the...
All right. Expression you would use for the male cow.
Bull.
And the animal that does produce milk, of course, we just normally refer to.
You say milk cow.
And regarding two oxen, how would you refer to? I know we don't use them, haven't for many, many years.
Well, I used to hear them say a team of oxen.
Team of oxen. Rather than a yoke.
Well, I've read that, but I usually
the
hear them and seem the team. They
fine,
use it all.
Just, that's what I wondered, is exactly what you would have used.
Mm-hmm.